How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with Tom Allen and Susie Ruffle.
Hello.
Now. Go on, Tom.
I think this is a great topic. I'm really pleased with this topic.
You are?
Yeah, I might even stay on it.
Oh my God, no, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Well, it's the reason we're doing this subject, this subject, it sounds like we're at school, this topic is because when this recording goes out,
yeah,
I'm not going to be here.
What?
It's going out.
Talk like that.
I'm going to be in New Zealand.
Oh, which is, in neighbours' terms, a euphemism for death.
Is it?
No, Darwin. It was Darwin.
It was Darwin. Okay. All right, I see what you mean. So we're going to talk about long-haul flights.
Yes.
I have got one approaching that is going to be horrible.
To New Zealand. Now, how long is
New
that
Zealand.
Flight?
It's about 25 hours in a plane.
Just a mere 25 hours.
But so then you have to also factor in the fact that... I'm moving my microphone if you can hear that. So I fly to Dubai.
Fly to Dubai.
Then I've got 2 hours in Dubai.
Say bye to Dubai.
Bye, Dubai. And then I have like another like 16 hours or something.
Ooh.
Or 12 hours
Ooh.
To Brisbane.
Brizzy.
And then I have 4 hours hanging out in Brisbane Airport.
Wow.
And then I fly on to New Zealand. And it's another 4 hours to New Zealand from Brisbane.
Wow.
Long time.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to be... I don't know how to do it.
Well...
Sleeping tablets.
Sometimes I've tried over-the-counter ones from Boots.
Yeah.
They said, I wonder if they're a bit of a placebo.
Maybe.
But
four bottles of red.
Four bottles of red, also a bit of a placebo. No. Is what you'd call it. Well, there are many ways. I've done a little bit of long haul travel.
Oh, Tom Clang.
Clang, I don't mind telling you. And I like it.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me how you do it.
I enjoy being sat there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be looking at your phone.
No.
There's nothing to look at on your phone. Some airplanes do have Wi-Fi. Don't bother with it.
No, fuck that.
Fuck that. And then all you can do is sit there, watch films, TV programs.
Yep.
You can read a book. You can listen to some music. You can listen to a podcast. You get given food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there. And you doze off and you
get
there.
So what
it's
would you
lovely.
Do? You would obviously put one case in the hold.
One case in the hold. Yeah.
And then,
I don't overpack. I'm very strict with packing.
And then what would you put in your handbag?
Well, the last time I was on a flight, I went medium haul to America. Do you know what I did?
What?
Just took my travel clutch.
Yes, I knew that you took your travel clutch.
Just my travel clutch. Wallet, passport, keys, anything valuable.
No book.
No book.
Wow.
Just had that. Lovely. Get on a plane. None of that faffing around with an overhead thing, stuffing things under the seat in front of you.
Mm.
Just that. Put that in the pocket. Sit down. Relax.
Okay.
Oh, it was nice. But my mother would always say, don't do that, because what if they lose your luggage and you don't have any pants?
A great thing from Reen.
So she would say, put some pants in your hold on.
Yeah. Now, see, what I do, Tom,
yeah.
I don't mind telling you.
Yeah.
So I will obviously put a big case in the underneath.
Sure.
Then I'll take a backpack.
Yeah.
Like Dora the Explorer.
Nice.
And with
the Littlest Hobo.
The Littlest Homo. And I'll put my... Maybe my laptop.
Ooh.
And a book. But then I will wear very comfy clothes on a long-haul flight.
Yes. I mean, long-haul flight, you must, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be in a Juicy Couture tracksuit.
Oh.
With Cheeky and Diamantes across the arse.
You must.
Very me and you.
Very me and you.
Very like-minded friends.
Like-minded friends.
No, I have on some comfies. But what I would do, so when you get to when I get to Dubai,
mm-hmm.
so it'll only be after about 6 or 8 hours,
mm-hmm.
but I will pay to shower.
I was going to say, I have done that on that long-haul flight. Definitely worth it.
Take a clean pair of knickers.
Yes, please.
Clean T-shirt.
Clean tee. Yeah. Pack.
You keep your tracksuit on. I mean, I'm not going to get that grubby, am I? I'm only on a plane.
No, yeah. It's perfect.
clean socks, nothing nice clean pair of socks.
Yeah, nothing nicer than a clean pair of socks. And you do feel refreshed from that shower, yeah. I think. It's almost like you've had a nap.
It is almost like you've had a nap.
What I will also do
Go on, Tom.
I will have a massage.
No.
Yeah.
You can have a massage in the airport?
Yes, Suze.
Oh my God, this is brand new information.
In Kuala Lumpur, where I would sometimes change, they would have a massage place there. And I'd have like an hour's massage. If you have 5 hours, I'd have a shower and have an hour's massage. I think I did it that way around.
Oh, that's really nice.
And then it was lovely.
And really then you'd go and get some food?
Maybe, but I wouldn't be that hungry because I'd be like, what time is it? Where am
I? Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then what do you think of plain food?
I love it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that.
I love it. I get so excited. I sometimes fly vegetarian.
Oh, do you? Mm,
sometimes. And then you just sort of get a nice little tomato pasta bake.
Yeah, you do get a tomato pasta bake.
I love it. I love it all. I love all the paraphernalia. I love the snacks they sometimes bring around as well.
Yes.
I get into it. I also, what I will do is I will take my pajamas.
Will you?
I'll change into my pajamas on the flight.
In the tiny toilet?
Yep.
What sort of pajamas do you wear?
I think on the last one I had some checkered ones.
Right. But it would be like pajamas with like a white t-shirt and then a jumper over the top. Or would you be like, I'm in a button down.
Button down.
Silk.
No, I think I just wore a t-shirt because I didn't want to embarrass people. But yeah.
Why would it embarrass people if you looked fabulous?
Well, you know, I'm always apologising for myself, Susie. And I don't want to do it in the air.
the one time.
I want to be left to my own devices. And I just love it. And I watch like TV programmes I wouldn't normally watch. Like yeah. I wouldn't allow myself to sit down and watch the television for 8 hours at a time.
No, but sort of thing would you watch? Not Lost.
Not Lost. More sort of comedy, actually. I laugh quite hysterically, and I think it's something to do with the air pressure.
Oh, really? Mm,
laugh quite loudly, yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's fun. And then I would recommend, what else would I do? The blankets and stuff are often a bit shit. That's the only thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And those cushions, I don't know where they're supposed to go.
No. Small of the back.
Small of the back, maybe?
Mm.
And then those sort of weird wing things that are supposed to hold your head in.
Yeah, place.
Place. Really,
I dislike being next to people for that long.
Of course,
very and difficult. Often they have their mouths open, which I really dislike. You know, and they're like talking? Asleep, like.
Where
I find that really unpleasant.
You don't like that, sure?
No, not at all.
Where will you sit?
Well, preferably by a window.
Window, yeah, I like a window.
But then, what about if I need a wee? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
I used to be more nervous with weeing in transport, I would go for like long flights without weeing.
No way.
Yeah.
Why were you weird about weeing in transport?
Couldn't wee on a train. Was scared of toilets on an aeroplane because of the flushing noise.
What, in case it sucked you out?
Yeah.
Took your winky?
Took all of me.
Oh God, not just the Winksford.
No.
Which is what I will call it. I'm not suggesting it's small, I'm just saying.
No, you can suggest that. But, I was always scared of it. So I just would hold it. Not good, is it?
Oh, no. I bet that. Do you ever get cystitis? Do men get cystitis?
I'm not sure, actually. I think possibly, yes.
Write in. You know the
box. Do write in. I think I do. As a result, I have the bladder of an ox, though.
Oh, do you?
Go a long time without weeing, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Great skill, guys.
I have the bladder of an elderly woman who's had 6 children.
Hmm. Interesting. What, will you check out the, it's the IFE in advance?
The IFE. What's the IFE?
In-flight entertainment, Susie. Come on.
Can you check it out in advance?
Mm, usually on the website.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah?
I'm hoping there'll be a trilogy of movies.
Oh, well, you are flying with Emirates, I
am flying with Emirates.
And I flew with them once, and you could watch a whole box set of Mad Men.
See, I could get very into Mad Men.
Right? Who couldn't?
Right?
You'll love Mad Men. Have you never seen it?
No.
Oh, I think you'll like it.
Is it right on my boulevard?
Mm, I would say right up your Madison Avenue.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's about advertising, right? In the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah.
50s?
60s.
Everyone's a very snappy dresser.
Very snappy dressers. And it doesn't pull any punches with the reality of it. That's what I liked about it.
Right.
You know, sometimes we get like the sort of Downton Abbey version of like Edwardian times when everybody was nice and everyone was polite and no one was...
Yeah, yeah.
But they're vile sometimes.
And great. I love it. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll love that. You'll love that. And you know, it just sort of happens. It just sort of... They're like, well, we're not going to apologise for it. This is how it was. We're being authentic.
Yeah. So is it quite sexist?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Or, you know, the characters are.
Yeah.
And there's one bit in the first series, I think, where it's quite homophobic as well.
Oh, really?
but it just gets brushed away. But it's really, it's kind of challenging for that. I respect it for that. Because it wasn't, you know, things weren't rosy back then.
No. Now, Tom, were you drink on a long-haul flight?
Yes.
Yeah? What were you drink?
Everything I'm offered.
Right.
Red wine, normally.
Yeah, helps I'll go for a red.
In my mind, it helps me sleep. It doesn't.
Me too. Like, I'll have a red and that'll
have a red wine. Yeah, and you can, I mean, I know people who get really smashed on long-haul flights.
Yeah, but you've got to be careful that you don't get chucked off. I don't want to end up in Dubai arrested.
You don't want to get arrested in Dubai, I've told you that. Also, you don't want to be asked to leave like Kate Moss was and then call everyone a basic bitch.
Oh, yes.
It was an EasyJet flight as well.
Tell me that story again. I don't think you've told it on the podcast.
That is the story, I think, that she was on an EasyJet flight to somewhere.
And she was smashed.
And they said, you're too drunk. The cabin crew said, you're too drunk, you can't fly, you've got to get off. And she was like, well, you're just such a basic bitch.
Love it.
And no one had heard of that expression before.
So we have Kate Moss to thank for that.
Apparently. She brought it into the
vernacular.
Into the vernacular. Into the lexicon. The popular vernacular. I think before then it was maybe only used by models.
Oh. So does that mean that anyone that's not a model is a basic bitch?
I think at that time, yeah. But I think it's expanded now.
Like, if you said someone had a normal job, you'd call them a civvy.
A bit like that, yeah.
I like
a civvy, yeah. Yeah. So, blankets, a bit thin on a plane.
Bit thin.
Will you take one of those neck cushions? Are they that comfortable?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think the expensive ones are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's worth a whirl. How much are the expensive ones?
I don't know, like 40 quid?
Might be a nice thing.
But those ones that you blow up.
Yeah, they're probably not. Yeah, I think I remember trying those before. Not that great. What about noise-cancelling headphones? I think they're a very good investment.
I actually need to buy some new headphones.
Well, they are expensive.
Are they?
But I thought they were a really good investment because you have suddenly great sound for watching the films on the plane.
That is good.
And you don't hear the background noise of the plane.
But what about if I'm like walking down the street and like I walk out and get hit by a car?
Well, that is a worry.
I should stop crossing roads with my eyes closed.
You should probably look both ways.
Yeah.
And just be careful. I mean, yeah, that is a danger. I do that. I was worried about that. But, and I think I missed a train once because of the noise-cancelling headphones. They were telling me that the announcement said to go to another platform and I didn't. I was just
Because you were just listening to Rufus Wainwright.
I was just Rufus Wainwrighting it up. But as well, I would say they are nice for any kind of travel because you can block out, you've got a screaming baby. Suddenly you don't have a screaming baby. I mean,
that
if it's your screaming baby.
That is a fear on the plane, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Who brings those screaming babies on those long-haul flights?
Taking a child on a long-haul flight, I have respect for mothers that do that.
Do you? Oh, is that like a thing? That's like a thing, isn't it?
Oh, no, only because my mum did it.
Did she? Where did she take you?
She took me when I was 2 and my brother was 6 to Australia by herself.
But 2, you're not going to be screaming, though, were you?
I think 2-year-olds scream.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh. The basic bitches ones do, and I was a basic bitch.
No.
I was a tiny, basic, non-model baby.
Well, that is brave. Did your mum say it was stressful?
I think she was just like, oh, I just gave you some colouring in. It was fine. I was quite a chilled out baby.
Yeah.
I needed quite a lot of attention. Kelsa Breeze.
I think...
And my brother's was very well-behaved by that age. I think he just sit there.
Immaculately behaved. Just read a book.
Oh, I don't know if he was immaculately well-behaved, but that was during the time when you'd be able to go and have a look around the cockpit.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they? But I remember going on a long-haul flight as a teenager to visit my aunt in Australia, and there were no TVs on the back of seats.
Was it like one big one that you all shared?
Yeah, it was really boring. I'd watch like Mr. Bean for like
hours and hours
of Mr. Bean, yeah.
I remember there being, when I was a child, some Hasidic Jewish people on the plane.
Oh, yes.
And they would obviously get quite different food.
Oh, that must
be exciting. Because of being kosher.
Yeah.
And my mum being like, stop staring.
Oh.
Stop staring.
Stop
and then
staring, Susie.
They would like pray and I'd be like,
What is going on here?
What is this? Because I'd never seen people that had like the payers, the hair, like, you know, the payers and they'd have the hats and all that stuff.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it, about travel, international travel, is that you do go to different places where you see different people.
Yeah, I found it quite exciting. I was like, oh, what do you eat?
Yeah. What did you order in advance?
And can I get that? That looks nice.
Yeah. Probably is nicer, actually.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Everyone going all over the world.
Ooh, lovely. Yeah, yeah. So you've got Dubai and then Brisbane. How long in Brisbane?
Oh, like 4 hours. So I can just sort of wander around, have a chat with some Aussies.
Yeah, have a wander around.
Get a good coffee.
Yeah, get a great good coffee when you get there, yeah.
Great coffee in Australia, isn't it? Yeah. Which is weird because it's so hot there. I feel like we should be good at coffee because it's so bloody cold here.
I feel like we're changing towards it.
We are slowly getting better. I mean,
Aussies. Oh, I love them.
They
fucking love it, don't they?
Like, it doesn't taste like a flat white.
Oh,
I'm really
like,
sorry. It just
you
doesn't.
You get a flat white, but it's not really a flat white. They love to be
snooty. Are you still drinking
about
cappuccinos? Oh, God.
Did they say that? Did they say that to you?
No, but I think that's kind of thing
they would
say.
They would do it if they were given half a chance.
Do you have a cappuccino?
Oh.
No.
They really
very
would.
Smug re-coffee.
Very smug.
If we have any Aussie listeners, we love you, but you're very smug re-coffee.
I dare you to phone up and challenge us on that.
Yeah, phone in. You know the number.
You will not, because you know it's true. What about Kiwis? How are they with... I know they have... Because they say, like, we started off the coffee revolution. It wasn't Australia.
Yeah, they do say that. Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of coffee here, actually. Yeah. That's how they talk.
In Ponsonby.
Oh, in Ponsonby.
Ponzo. Did they call it that?
Oh,
Ponzi?
We're going up the Hibiscus Coast. That's actually what we're doing. We're going up the Hibiscus Coast.
The Hibiscus Coast. What a lovely name.
That's where Tony's dad lives, up the top.
Does he?
Yeah, it's nice. It's looking out at the beach and
looking out at the beach?
At the beach. I've told the story on here before. I mean...
Tell us again.
Tony won't listen, so it's fine.
Does she not?
I don't know. I don't think so. But when her dad said that he was getting his deck done...
Oh, no.
And because of the accent,
oh, no.
He said, "Oh, Suze, wait until you see my dick." And I just thought it was...
What a promise.
So hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing. And Tony got quite annoyed with me, I think. I think she was like, okay, like, I get that it's funny, but why don't you rein it in?
Rein it in now,
rein
please.
It this fucking basic bitch. I love your use of basic bitch.
Yeah, I love to say it.
Yeah. Do you think you're a basic bitch?
Sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Sometimes. That's the delight of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're all a basic bitch.
Oh, Tom. Mm. A lovely book?
A lovely book. Basic bitch.
A lovely coffee table book for you?
Yes. And basic is kind of a funny thing to say. Like, oh my God, it's basic.
Yeah. What would you say about if someone said something that was a bit dense or if someone was wearing something that was a bit dull?
I think if they were...
It's really basic.
If they were like... What's a good example of something to do that's a bit basic?
Oh, like the other day when we met a girl and she said, who's Jeremy Corbyn? I'm just not into politics.
That is a bit
very
basic.
Very basic.
I mean, that's basic in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, yeah. That's frustratingly basic.
Very basic, you might say.
V-base.
So what is your? What else have you got for a plan on... Do you think people have sex on long-haul flights?
Oh, Tom.
I mean, I'm sorry.
I know.
That's so the thing we were all... I mean, we're talking about blankets, but...
Is that what people are doing under those blankets?
Blanky hand jays.
No, not blanky hand jay.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening all around us on those flights.
Oh, I hate that. It's disgusting.
Really?
Oh, I'm not okay with people having blanky hand jays.
Well, my mum and dad's friend said he complained to the cabin crew once on a Virgin Atlantic
because he wasn't getting one.
I guess so. It feels ironic it was on a Virgin Atlantic flight.
Well, but, makes sense to me.
Yeah, maybe.
No, there are children around. Oh, come on, people. Have some self-respect.
Oh, don't. I don't. Yeah, I mean, as well, like people doing it in the toilet.
No, that
very compact. You send off the hand dryers.
How?
And also, well, long haul flights. I suppose the door opens onto a corridor. You could get away with it, but I just think.
No.
I mean,
I think if you're in first class, maybe.
Really, maybe in first class.
Well, I'm not saying that I would do it in first class, but at least you've got somewhere to lay down. You got those chairs where you sort of up and like, you know, they move about 4 inches, don't they, backwards? And
That would be
not even
very...
as much as 4 inches.
That's not 4 inches you just did with your hands. But the thing is,
you know, yeah. I'm like, who is having?
I don't know if it's very sexy up there.
Oh God, no! You haven't brushed your teeth. You've eaten something weird.
Oh, Susie, you're right. But drunk,
everyone's a bit claggy.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a bit, it's one of those things, isn't it? It's a bit like, oh my God, you got to join the Mile High Club. You haven't done it, oh my God.
I don't want to join the Mile High Club.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. I'll keep it to the Bedroom Club, thank you.
Thank you. The
one in, one out policy. And if your name's not on the door, you're not getting in. Them's the rules. If your name's not on the post that arrives in this flag, you're not coming in.
very good specific. Attitude. Very good attitude to have.
Does mean I have to sleep with a lot of people that used to live in my flat, which is a nightmare. But
yeah, those previous occupiers, as we call them. I don't. Do people do that sort of thing on a? I don't. Well, there's on Air New Zealand. You can get those beds, can't you? That you can like the two of you. You can.
Air New Zealand is great, yeah.
Is it? Have you flown with them?
Yeah, I've flown with them. It's really good.
Actually, I flew with them, actually.
It's really good. The guy that was our cabin crew,
What do we say, steward?
Steward, yeah.
They don't like, what is
Trolley
that?
Dolly.
They don't like Trolley Dolly. They don't like host and hostess.
No.
They don't like steward and stewardess.
So what is it?
Cabin crew?
Cabin, that's what I said.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to have a conversation about the changing names for...
Oh, I'm so sorry. Steve was...
Stav.
Stav. Steve was... We were quite emotional because we were quite tired. So I think I've told you this story before. I don't think I've told it on the podcast. So Tony and I were going to New Zealand for the first time. It was quite stressful because I'd never met her family. It was, you know, it's a lot.
Super stressful.
It's a lot.
Mm.
I was the first female partner of hers that they'd met. Wow. It was all a lot. So I'm feeling quite stressed. I'm also feeling very excited. Tony is feeling very excited because she has not been home for about 2 years. So she can't wait to see everybody, yeah. Friends, family.
Oh, lovely.
It's very exciting. We stop in Singapore. We have like something like 6 hours in the airport.
Changi.
Slowly going out of our brains. Mm,
that is quite a boring airport.
Like,
I say that actually, there's a swimming pool. It's not that boring.
Oh, I don't think it was in our terminal because literally we were walking around like, what can we do? Oh. This is like killing me. So then we go, we get back on the plane and this is the Air New Zealand flight and this is taking us the whole way. We've got no more stops. We're getting there now. We go on the Air New Zealand flight. There's a video for the flight safe information rather than people doing it. The video is Lord of the Rings themed.
Oh, lovely. Lovely
so, idea. Like, it's really...
Very playful.
It's very playful. It's kind of ridiculous, but it's kind of great. Showing you these, like, fantastic landscapes of New Zealand. It's wonderful. Like, the North Island, the South Island. It's all, like... And it's shot by Peter Jackson.
Oh, my
So it's
goodness.
These huge, wonderful shots of this incredible place, this magical place that we're on our way to. And then right at the end, Peter Jackson walks on the screen and goes, New Zealand, now it's your turn. And me and Tony both burst into tears because we were so tired, / excited, / many other emotions. And the guy that was the stewardess, Trolley Dolly, host, hostess, cabin crew,
yes.
Steve, came past us and went, oh, hon, are you feeling emotional?
Oh.
Should I get you a nice Marlborough salve? And we were like, I love this flight.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's the crew that makes it, isn't it?
It is the crew.
Did you fly Air New Zealand from London?
No, it was like a code sharer. So it was Cathay Pacific.
First bit,
which was fine.
Cathay.
But God, they really upped it when you got into the old.
Oh, yeah. It is those little friendly touches.
Yep.
Very impressive, if you don't mind me saying. Oh. Talking about our blanky hand jazz. Absolutely. Absolute monde. I think it's all of those things. But I'm sure you'll have a nice flight.
Well,
Emirates were
will.
Very nice when I was on there.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. And what are you doing while I'm away? Just missing me?
Yeah. How many weeks are you away?
3.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you.
Thanks, mate.
But you'll be having a lovely time.
I'll be on email.
Yeah, will you be on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
I've started Instagram. Well, I've sent one picture. Maybe I'll put one up today.
Oh, how exciting.
How many times a day do you Instagram? Should I Instagram everything?
I Instagram like once every 2 days, something like that.
Oh, okay. So that's not too bad. Because I feel like, should I be doing it all the time?
No. It's okay.
Is that what the youth want?
Don't worry about what the youth want. It's fine.
Okay.
Tell you what the youth do want.
What?
Our tour.
Yeah.
Very seamless from Ruffle.
Seamless.
We are back out on the road with Tom and Susie hit the road. We're coming. The tour restarts when I get back in the country.
Oh.
Actually, only 3 days after I land. So if you're at the first show at the Salford Lowry, check out how tired I look. But very excited to be back out on the road. All of the details can be found in tomindeed.com/shows
Correct.
Or susieruffle.co.uk/tours.
Yeah. If only we coordinated our forward slashes, we could have both had like tour or shows.
Yeah.
But
go to either our websites.
Yeah, we don't.
Either of them work.
Do come and see us. We'd love to see you. And we love hearing from you. So feel free to send us a message.
Yep, you can get us on Twitter at Tom Indeed. At Tom Allen Comedy.
Tom Indeed had gone on Twitter.
Oh no, how annoying.
Some basic bitch.
Some basic bitch. Isn't it? Tom Allen Comedy or Susie Ruffle.
Yeah.
Or you can email us at our clunky email
really
address.
I mean, it sounds like spam, doesn't it?
Chat to like-minded friends. @gmail.com.
No, it's not too bad.
Chat to like-minded friends @gmail.com.
Yep.
Send us your thoughts, your opinions, recipes, mum's maiden name, anything you like,
whatever
really.
You want, send it in. We'd love to hear from you. But
that's all from us this week.
That's all from us. Thank you for joining us.
And we'll speak to you next week.
We'll speak to you next week on like-minded friends.
Okay, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.